middle of Hilchos Shabbos, middle of Simon Shin Lamed Vav, the halachas of walking on the grass and on the tree, Sif Yud Beis, Daf Kuf Pei Beis Amid Alf. Te'enim Shriyavshu Bi'ibehen, regarding figs that dried up from their stems, L'chein Ilan Shriyavshu Bi'ayisub Bi, also a tree that the fruits dried up on, Te'elish Mem B'Shabbos Chayim. If you detach from them on Shabbos Chayim, Af Bi Shehem, Kakulim, Linyan Tumma, even though regarding the lots of Tumma, they're like it's uprooted already, but on Shabbos, you're still going to be Chayim. So you have these figs that dried up, be'ibein, pirish, be'chiburin, ba'anaf, where they are attached by their branch. And sivkot nun lovachin ilan, so to a tree that the fruits dried up. Shir haloshun kenu. The measurement of the wording is like this. V'chein hu hadin. Same thing is the halacha called ilan tree, avishavachulu, every tree that dried up, etc. And v'lov daf katein, it's not specifically figs. It's a scribal error, but Tzorach Lema has to say, "V'chein ilan shayabesh, so to a tree that dried up, uboy peiris and unent its fruits." Well, according to this, mekarish minan, originally what the mechaber is telling us, the ilan lach, the tree is moist, v'akapiris nesyabshin, only the fruits dried up. V'akachash minan, they were letting you know that felach ilan atzmiyabesh, even the tree itself dried up, felach even so chashav kemuchub, but it's still considered as attached. Sivkot non zayin. And therefore, if someone detached from the machab is chayiv, you can be chayiv because Magid Rami writes about sub yaveshim moidu by dried grass. They agree the kedushin dam. It's like it's already detached. But tells him in pata, if you detach from those things, on Shabbos you can be pata. But it's drabanim, but it's rabbinically forbidden. Yes, afila basavim. Unless drabanim, yes, afila basavim. But there is a rabbinic prohibition even by the grass. Well, the problem is sometimes yeshkamkin chil chadzav. There would even be a isadai raisa. Commission be argued by alocha. Like he says, like do I explain by alocha the maschal chayiv. But Salim, regarding onions, should darken the stars by Aliyah, where they start taking root even in the attic, just by off of it, because there's earth over there, but the stars come and they actually took root over there. But Gam writes about Shrash Shasas, and he also wants that those onions are to take root because they grow that way. Or I tell the Shkaib, if someone that takes them off from the floor over there, he's Mechaib. Avagab Shikala Batsal Magula, even though the whole onion is uncovered, and it's not the normal way for them for how they grow. But if, let's say, a building collapsed on them, and the mothers of the onions got covered, and the leaves were uncovered in the way that they grow, and they took root over there. And even if it doesn't want its rooting, as if it was planted in a field. From the Mishnah and the fifth paragraph of the Mishnah, look within the Mishnah, look on the Shmai Siliyov, it says, exactly. I don't understand the Sivkad Nun Ches. And the Chiddush of this halach is that even though they're ripped off, Le'inya Tumma, Pirish, Tumma Sachal, and regarding the halach of Tumma Fuda, and Dolimaka, but Tumma Mchuber, where they don't accept Tumma when it's attached, but Dechash, we tell us it's considered detached. In other words, that these items are Makabal Tumma, still regarding halach of Shabbos, we still consider them as attached. Sivyad Gimel, Aslish Tamish Bitzadi Ha'ilan. So we're going to utilize the sides of trees, of Bitzidit Stad Mutter, but regarding the sides of sides, is permitted. It's the classic situation where it swings and all these different things are hanging on trees. The sides of the sides of the middle. Figure therefore. So also listen to Rasul Mitzid Ilay. Now they have a ladder leaning on the sides of a tree. Because then you're utilizing the side of the tree, which is the ladder. Chisalik Beik is when you're going up on the ladder, Mishtam Mishpitzad, and you're utilizing the side. But if there's a nail, some type of peg that's stuck into the side of the tree, then Mutta Lismach Sumalab. Then you're allowed to lean the ladder on that nail. That makes the peg at the side. The sulam tzidit stodden, and then the ladder is the side of the side, and that's permitted. And that's by yosid. And if you knocked in a peg, the toilet by kakal, and you're hanging a basket from that peg, hayosid nikit stodden. So the peg is called the side. By kakal, it gets tzidit stodden, and then the basket is like the side of the side. Sivkat nuntan nuntes says mishabrua. So he said you're not allowed to utilize but study even the sides of the tree. Pierce. Daba talk about kosher bilan. You're not allowed to use even something that's stuck into or tied onto the tree. That's Mikit Stad the Ilan. That's called the sides of the trees. I would definitely Ilan Atzmo, let Mikit Stad. But the wall of the tree itself, the side, that's not called the sides. That's the tree itself. But Tidit Stad Nahu, what's considered a side to the side? That's Dava Hanisham Dava Tacha Beilan. That's something that's leaning on something that's stuck into the tree. That's how you explain the words of the Mechaber later on. So Sivkat and Samach. So he said, therefore, that Asalisma Gasulam, you now have the ladder leaning on the side of the tree. So the wording is not so precise. The way to say it is like this. You cannot lean the ladder on the tree from before Shabbos. Lala is allowed Shabbos to go up on it on Shabbos. Because when you're going to go up on it, then you're going to be utilizing the sides of the trees. Now, let's make a zoom on Shabbos, and because to lean the ladder on Shabbos itself, that's for sure prohibited. Even if you're not leaning on the tree itself, but even just on the nail that's stuck into the tree, because that itself, when you're leaning the ladder onto the nail, onto the peg, that's using the nail. It's only if the ladder's up there from before Shabbos, then that the ladder itself that you're using is a tzedad, it's done, then that would be permitted. So if cotton samachalov, so he said, you're not allowed to lean the ladder, meaning even from before Shabbos, let's see the ilan, the sides of the tree, pirish ledafnai, to the wall of the tree, because when you're going to go up on the ladder, you're going to be using the sides, which is what the ladder is. But we said if you have a nail stuck into the side of the tree, so if cotton samachbeis, the mutalismach, then you're allowed to lean the ladder on that. Hainu, that is the mutalismach sulim erev Shabbos, meaning, like he just explained before, you let a lean the ladder from before Shabbos, lalas la b'Shabbos, you go up on the ladder on Shabbos, mishum nav liyasid b'chul, because then it's a peg, etc. But the yizor you should be kivush leinich ragal al yasid. Don't make sure that your foot doesn't hit the peg, el al shalav yasum, only on the ladder rungs. Kedesh leimishdamish b'tzadim, so that you don't use the sides of the tree, says the Gemara, which is the peg. Sivkat and samach gimel. And if someone stuck a peg into the tree, and then he hung a basket on that nail, so the nail is called the tzad, and subkhan samakim of alkakula can see the tzad, and then the basket is the side of the side. The figure of liver mutla nirba pears, so there'd be a lot of put in fruits, the litoil mimena to take from it. Alkakula asma with the basket itself, asa litla elitlas biasi, now take it or hang it on the peg itself. It could not, like we said before, gabisulim, like the ladder, that would be using the nail. Now, vimakakula told bil natsma, if the basket is hanging on the tree itself, asa litla chivit from it, then you're not taking the objects from it. Or to put inside of it, like the Gemara says, then you're actually using the sides of the tree, which is what the basket is. The MPL could call it tzar. Now, if the opening of the basket is narrow, that when you take the object from the basket, main it elon. So, and this is also, again, this obviously, this is very important. This comes up with the swings that people have on trees, that if the swing is on the tree itself, obviously, prohibited. If you have nails knocking into the tree, and then you have the swing hanging from the nail, that's what's permitted. But that's what he's saying, that let's say the opening of the basket is narrow, when you're going to take the object from the basket, main it elon, it's going to cause the tree to shake, then also b'cholin. So that's why people have the swings on trees, even if it's less it's seeded sudden, which would be permitted, but if you're on the swing and you see the tree shaking, well, that's for an old situation, when they days that occurs through that, and then you are using the tree. And again, that would be problematic. Elon, now to lean on the tree, so it depends. If the person is healthy, so then it's permitted. Which Sharatzin and Oisman Gimel says to look at the halacha, because there's different interpretations in this halacha itself. But if the person is healthy, mut is permitted. But teish koyach aser. But if a person is weak, then actually it's forbidden to lean on the tree. What would be the difference between a healthy person and a weak person? But Tom, the reason is like this: the adam bari, a healthy person, in a semech alav el ma'at, he's not really leaning on the tree, just a little bit. So, but it's not really cool that he's using the what's attached to the ground. I mean, not really using the tree. But someone who's weak, he has to lean with all his strength on the tree. He's called using someone that's attached to the ground. But also, that's forbidden. Both kids only if he's not shaking the tree. When it's causing it to shake, then even with a healthy person, is going to be forbidden. There's a guvashimishu, because that itself is considered utilizing the tree when you're causing it to shake, and therefore, again, even when you can have the swings or whatever that's permitted, or even when you're allowed to lean on a tree, you can't cause it to move.
Yeah, Loch and Div Maskel Chayev, which was referenced by the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katnu and Zayin, he says like this: you should know that there's a machlekes between the Paiskim. Some say that even if the fruits dried up, them and their stems, and the same thing is if the tree dried up even totally, that is, the trunk doesn't regenerate, as in the last parak in Erebin, even so you can be chayev, because at least the tree is connected, and the same thing is the fruits that are also attached to the tree. Now, many Paiskim, Rashi, the Rajba, depending on the Eli Rabba, the Shabbos, and that holds that those of the Rambam hold like this, which Dershu 52 brings that the opinion of Chaznish is like the opinion of those who hold in the Shittas Rambam, that even if the fruits and the stems dried up, you are chayev in that Torah. They hold the Yinam chayev only when the fruits dried up and their stems are still moist. And regarding this, it's possible that even if you detach a little bit from the actual fruit, dry fruit, or the tree dried up and the trunk is still could generate. Then, but if it totally dried up, then you patra on the fruits and the tree, because it's like it's detached. So he's looking at Shabbos of Kotten and Zayin, says what I wrote in the Magen Abraham regarding the dry grass, that according to everyone, even according to Shabbos Ram, you're going to be potter. However, it's Pashad, that if it's his land and the field, it's not a swamp, that gets battered the ground through this, Yechai Pachayrish for plowing, even through that by detaching the grass a minute amount. And even though he's not even intending to make it better, it's secretion, it's an edible, like it's explicitly the Gemara Shabbos of Kof Gimel. And this is quoted also by Taisa Shabbos of Kof Nun and Beis regarding detaching straw. Look over there. Now this, the Magen Abraham is unspecific regarding this, because he's talking about only regarding katsir harvesting, and nafkamin is by a land that's not his or by a swamp that he doesn't have to make it better. But again, if it's his, for sure it's problematic. It says this that I wrote, I mean that the Magen Abraham doesn't say this prohibition. It says this that I wrote, that it's definitely this is Rabbanan, it's from what the Rashba writes, because they're moving the earth. He says, don't ask also when you have a turnip that's in the ground and the radish beneath the ground, which brought in Simon Shunyad Avsav Chaz, that's permitted even though you're moving the earth because it's Tiltum Latzad. He says, that's not the case, because over there, the place can write that you need specifically that it was inserted because that you're not intending for planting. But when you're intending for planting, even though it didn't take root, it is at least rabbinically forbidden to take it out because it looks like you're detaching. And so too, here it's not better than over there. Lashon the Rashba, that he writes the reason is because you're moving the earth, that's a little pressed according to this, because according to what we're saying, you have on this the actual Isser itself. Some of the Dirshu number 49, if the roots dried up, the Igle Tal writes, that even if the fruits are still moist, if you detach from it on Shabbos, you can be potter, and Shubhisha Belevi remains with Tzarech Eel on this. Dirshu number 50, regarding a laundry line which are tied to a tree, Shlomo Zalman holds, that's considered like the sides of the tree, and you're not allowed to use it, but if the rope is attached to a wheel, and the wheel is attached to the tree through a nail and something like that, then you're allowed to hang garments on the rope in a way that there's no problem about hanging garments to dry, as Burton Simon Shanal Sifrim Memheim and Memzain, because the rope is not considered, but the tzidik stud and the sides are the sides of the tree. However, you're not allowed to pull the rope and to roll it, because then you're moving the wheel, which is considered like the tzidik elim. Now, if the wheel is not attached to the tree directly, for example, let's say it's tied to the tree through a rope or through some metal wire, Shabbos Alatzin writes, it's permitted even to then roll the rope, because since the wheel is considered like tzidit tzadna de'ilan, but you still have to be careful not to shake the tree itself.